All right.
Cameron McAdoo, I don't want to – you're on the podium. That's good. You rode well.
Yeah.
But this RJ Hampshire passing you late thing has to be just – I don't know. Maybe you can put a positive spin on it, but you got to be getting pretty frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's getting very frustrating. There's no positive spin on getting past with a lap to go. There's a lot of positives that I'm taking from tonight out of myself. We've made some changes from the last few races, and we were really racy, like, all night, and like or all main event, sorry. And it was tight. I had some good lines. I had a really good line in the whoops that I got going. And honestly, a big thing was just to hit those rhythms every time. And, like, there was with five laps to go, I had, like, three really good laps, and I was hitting everything really good, and I pulled a pretty good gap, and I was really close to the leader. And then the next lap with two to go, the rhythm after the finish line, we were going double, triple, yeah. And obviously the ruts and the triples were pretty tough. And I went two, and I missed my line to go three, and I cased the first three really hard, and then I had to go double single into the turn. And I didn't really think I lost as much time as I must have. Yeah. And then by the time we got around to the whoops, I went into the whoops behind. I think it was five lappers. I'm gonna have to rewatch it. Maybe it might have been three, but it felt like five. But two of the guys went to the far right, which was I was blitzing the far right. I was probably one of the only guys doing that.
Yep.
I think they went there to get out of the way, assuming we were going in the middle. It was just really tough, so I kind of tried navigating through there. And
You split them.
Yep, and then there was one still in front of me, and I went below him in the turn, and I had no clue that RJ was even there, and he missed the whole turn. I mean, he went all, like, he made it happen. You know what I mean? He made the decision that that's what he was going to do. And
borderline could have been bad for both of you, but, yeah, he got it done.
Like, yeah. We're racing dirt bikes, and this is our job. Like, I understand it. Like, I'm doing the same thing. So I don't, you know, I'm not pointing any blame. He did what he did and what he needed to do. But I'm frustrated, obviously, with what happened. Like, so frustrated with the end result, you know, frustrated with the end result. And proud of my ride, happy with my ride. But that's happened three times this year. And it's a lot of money, dude. It's a lot of money out of my pocket.
Money, points, it's all of it.
Money, points, everything. No, pride, what we all work for. So, I'm frustrated with that, but I'm going to hold my head high. Like, I've seen a couple times on TV, you know, when I rewatch the race, and it bums me out the way I look on the podium. I need to do better, like, at times. And sometimes it's hard when you're in the moment, but... I got to go back a few years ago, and one of my really close friends and mentors, Justin Brayton, like, I talk to him all the time, and, you know, he told me one time this year, actually, after one of the second or third races, I was really fired up. Yeah. He said, like, hey, dude, like, be proud of where you're at. Like, someone told me early in my career that, you know, Ernesto Fonseca didn't know his last podium.
Yeah.
And, like, that rang so true. Like, I need to cherish this, but not be completely content, which I'm not. I want to win.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a fine line there for sure.
There is, and
because you got to think that's, you know, 3 to 4 minutes after getting past late in the race when you're up there. So
yes, yeah. Exactly, and it's a maturity thing. I'm working on it, and I need to. Yeah, I'm just really trying to enjoy the ride, like enjoy this, and obviously this is my third year kind of in this position, feeling like I can race for wins and be on the podium every time. And then, you know, the power of expectation is pretty wild. So, we're going to keep grinding, and we're going to make sure that late race stuff doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, you got another chance at it. I thought you were, like, in the rhythm after the first turn. You were going three onto the big, and there were a couple times where you maybe weren't sure, and you just pulled it, and, like, you were nailing it, but I was like, oh, he's going, like, for it.
It was just you kind of had to, like, we were going two table over single, and then if I would land in the right line that I wanted to, I would go three up, or if I didn't, I would go two and then have to go three again, but you can't miss both of those threes, or else you're getting past.
Yeah.
Like, that's the level we're at. I mean, I'd have to go back and look, but us three we went so far forward, like, we gapped away, because that's just that level. I kind of bring it back to Indy last year. Jet and I mean, we were battling so hard for the win. And, like, it was just all about executing those lines every time. Like, you watch the 450 mains, and that's why you see Cooper and Eli just go, because they might not, you know, there's some different guys who are just lightning fast in areas, but, man, you can count on Coop and Eli to do what they need to do every single time. So, like, that's huge.
It was big for you to pull that all the time when you could tell you weren't in the right rut and you weren't quite comfy, but you're like,
you have to.
You got to go. So
you've got to do what you got to do. So,
Dwyer's tearing down. Yeah, all right, we
got to
go.
Big ups to Dwyer, because after that heat race incident where we got together, my bike was absolutely destroyed. Oh, yeah, like, I couldn't believe I rode the rest of the heat race. My bars were so bent. I gouged a hole in my forks. Like, my fork, my bike was mangled. But I and then he's the real hero. Because I used to work on my bikes, like, not too long ago. I get it. That's a lot of work.
I didn't know it was that bad of a crash. Yeah, shit.
Okay. Yeah, it was just unfortunate. Like, it sucked how it happened and what happened. So I'm sure I'm getting tore up on social media.
It's all right. Thanks, man.
Yep.